Childhood knew. And that's a very nice Christmas present. And to all the men in the United States Air Force, stationed around the country and around the world, a Merry Christmas to you. Thanks to Lieutenant Rocky Sonnet for arranging for us to hear the singing sergeants. This is a song by Bing Crosby that we have to hear this time every year.
When I'm feeling blue and when I'm feeling low, then I start to think about the happiest man I know. He doesn't mind the snow and he doesn't mind the rain, but all December you will hear him at your window pane, a-singing again and again and again and again and again and again.
Christmas is a-coming and the bells begin to ring, the holly's in the window and the birds begin to sing. Now don't take time to worry and don't take time to fret, and the more you give at Christmas time, the more you get. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you, and the more you give at Christmas time, the more you get.
Christmas is a-coming and the egg is in the nog. Please to give a friendly man a friendly little dog. If you haven't got a friendly dog, a friendly cat'll do. If you haven't got a friendly cat, may God bless you.
God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a friendly cat, may God bless you. Coming and the lights are on the tree.
How about a turkey leg for poor old me? If you haven't got a turkey leg, a turkey wing will do.
If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you.
Christmas is a-coming and the cider's in the keg. If I had a mug of cider, then I wouldn't have to beg. If you haven't got a mug of cider, half a mug'll do. If you haven't got a half a mug, may God bless you.
God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a half a mug, may God bless you.
If you haven't got a thing for me,
may God bless you.
That's one of the nice old Yule songs, caroling songs from out of England. How's your Christmas tree? Did you get it up this afternoon while we were playing Christmas carols for you? Or you plan to do it tonight or tomorrow? Or maybe Santa Claus does it all at your house. It's different in different places. I found something about Christmas trees in the Chicago area that I think's interesting. Parents in the middle of trying to erect an 11-foot Christmas tree in a 9-foot-high living room may wonder how the Christmas tree business started. The Yuletide tree originated as a German customer about the time of Martin Luther, according to Robert Mann of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Until 1900, few families in central and northern Illinois had Christmas trees because there were no native pines or cedars. Chicago's Christmas tree business started in December 1887 when Herman and August Schoeneman tied up their fishing schooner filled with a load of young spruce trees from Michigan at the Clark Street Bridge. From then on, it became a holiday tradition for Chicagoans to bring home a tree from the Christmas ship. In 1898, August and the ship were lost in a storm, but the following year, Herman was back with a new boat and some more trees. Herman continued selling trees until 1912, when he and his crew perished in a blizzard on Lake Michigan. From 1912 until 1933, Herman's widow brought the Christmas ship down to Chicago. After that, the corner supermarket and the used car lot took over.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. lucky to be. Eight maids a milky.
Seven swans a swimming.
Six geese a laying.
Five golden rings.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies waiting, eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten horns of leaping,
nine ladies
waiting, eight maids
a milking, seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five golden rings,
four
mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in the pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, ten horns of leaping, nine ladies waiting, eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five golden rings, four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in the pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
This is a time of a very beautiful tradition, not too far from where we are right now, Ricardo's. You know where Ricardo's is. There is a man who stands out in front of Ricardo's with a great, big, steaming, hot bowl. And it's very good and very warm. And there are, really, the chestnuts roasting in the open fire. And every time I think of chestnuts roasting in an open fire for some reason, I always think of Ricardo's. And I think of the man standing out there with the bowl. And then I think of Nat Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
That's a special song, Nat Cole. Have you heard the story of the three small boys who were dragging a log?